So, see if you can kind of deliberately assemble some awareness of a meditation posture here, and we're going to go from the feet up, and we're going to go pretty fast. So, both feet. Both legs from the ankles to the knees. And the idea isn't to do everything perfectly, it's to get used to directing your attention. It's not for the meditation, your attention is not going to just kind of follow the most exciting thing. It's going to go somewhere deliberate right now to the sensations in the legs from the ankles up to the knees. Legs from the knees to the hips. And be there for that whole process of, orienting towards that part of the body, being aware of those first sensations, and then developing that awareness. Because there are lots of sensations happening between the knees and the hips. Your buttocks and your contact with your whatever you're in contact with, the floor, a cushion, a chair. And see if you can allow that to develop into a kind of awareness of the whole pelvic region, the internal and external, kind of hips, the very everything below the low back, everything below the belly on the front side. And the whole lower half of the body, so pelvis all the way down to the tips of the toes, your kind of base for your meditation posture. And if you want to adjust it, if you're not satisfied, go ahead and adjust it. But otherwise, just enjoy it for a few breaths here. Develop a sense that it is settled enough. Aware of the torso below the diaphragm. So just feel that movement of the diaphragm and feel everything that it pushes around below itself. The torso above the diaphragm, so up to the base of the neck. Including the subtle opening that happens in the upper back over the course of the in-breath. The arms from the shoulders all the way down to the wrists. See that they are at rest. The hands. And the whole body from the neck all the way down to the tips of the toes. From the base of the neck, I should say. So we're still not including the neck or the head. And see if you can appreciate having at least this much body left, and also if you can get a sense of it being at least somewhat settled into a meditation posture. See if it can have some semblance of relaxation, ease. The neck. The kind of tender, vulnerable area of the front of the neck, the back of the neck extending up to the base of the skull, and then the inner workings of the neck and the throat, your voice box, so they say. Your head, including the muscles of the face. How are they doing? Are they reflecting exertion of any kind? See if those muscles can relax. The top of the head. And the activity of the mind. Not to be really carved off from the body here, just this one more thing to be aware of. So, whether it is satisfied or dissatisfied, still or active, peaceful or agitated, see if you can Be open towards it in the same way that you're open towards the sensations of the body. And see if you can establish a big awareness that includes both. So the whole body and the activity of the mind as well. Which we can summarize in the two words here and now, which you can use on the in and the out breath. And you can put a little different emphasis on the in breath and the out breath. So on the in breath, when you say to yourself here, see if you can gently emphasize completely pervading experience with awareness. See if you can, over the course of the in-breath, kind of interact with this moment as if it might be slightly bigger. Spatially, there might be more for awareness to get in touch with. It might be broader, it might be deeper. There might be sensations, activities of mind. As yet unrevealed. So be zesty over the course of the in-breath. In the sense of making your awareness more vivid. Develop that conviction that from the beginning of the in-breath all the way to the end of the in-breath, your awareness will grow continually more vivid and pervasive. And we'll do something similar on the out breath over the word now, but in terms of time. And we could say it's another application of zest. But I'd prefer to think that there's nothing to pursue, there's no moment to chase, because the present moment is always here already. So I guess I have to call this something like zest for non-departing. Zest for resting into the moment over the entire course of the out breath in such a way that it becomes totally uninterrupted. So on the in breath, you're going to be very zesty and you're going to be feeling like your awareness is getting bigger, more pervasive. And it is exactly that big, pervasive awareness that is going to be continuous for the duration of the out breath. And then as the next in-breath starts, you open back up that case. Could it be even bigger, even broader, even more vivid, even more pervasive? So there's we could say an element of inquiry on the in-breath into here-ness, on the out-breath into now-ness. And if we could call this the practice of pervasive awareness or something like that, we're going to just dispense with the pretense of neutrality here and make it pervasive loving kindness. So it's going to be the same emphasis of space on the in-breath and time on the out-breath, but rather than trying to know what's going on or be there, see if you can apply a sense of unconditional friendliness or loving kindness. Ever more pervasive on the in-breath and ever more settled, uninterrupted on the out-breath. If you need to, you can kind of use some object if it helps to get started. Call to mind something that is easy for you to feel friendly towards. But the idea is to have a friendliness that isn't directed towards any specific thing. One that reaches out indiscriminately into the experience of the present moment on the in-breath. And rests into that experience on the out-breath. And if you'd like to adjust the words, if it's not too mushy, you can say love here on the in-breath and love now on the out-breath. We're going to briefly do what may be a slightly heady contemplation on this love, on your capacity to love. We'll look at it in terms of the four notions of the Diamond Sutra. So our object is your loving kindness for the next few moments. So see if you can become aware of that. Put a little emphasis on that. And maybe I won't prattle on too much about this. I'll just give you some words, some seeds for contemplation. So first, with respect to this love, me or not me. Those are your key words for the in the out breath are me on the in breath and not me on the out breath. This is an inquiry. Can you identify with this love 100%? Is it you? Is it from you? If it's you, how come it's not always around? Second notion, human or not human? Is this love something only endowed to us, the greatest of all species of all of the universe? Or can you imagine it arising, I don't know, let's say in the heart of some other mammal? If it didn't come from our mammal and non-mammal ancestors, where did it come from? Third notion, living or non-living. Is this a function of a living being endowed with a mind, or is it just chemicals in a material brain? And if it's chemicals in a material brain, extending back all the way to the first non-living material goo, bunch of ribonucleic acids that danced themselves into the form of a living being, however many millions of years ago on the Earth. Isn't it interesting that mud can love kind of goes against the idea of dumb matter? Living or non-living. Last pair of concepts, I'm going to use the words ephemeral and enduring. Which is it?
Yeah.